something in the Zayin Amud Aleph, we're holding on the Ran, on the Mishnah. So the Mishnah said, a person says, cut and pair his toilet while alive. So he's making them like Hektish. He's making them like Hektish. So the Kiddush is that not only is the item itself Usr, but even the Chilip, the something which is a Chilipin of it will be Usr. Because we look at by Hektish, we had a more Kedushin and then a second parak. So the Hektish is, it makes that which is exchanged for it become like it. But he says Sheni Ochel Sheni Toyim, sees Mutter Bechilufayin Begidulayin, but Dabash Shizaroi Kolam. Fine. Then the Mishnah goes on to another case. A person says to his wife that Kadim Maisa Yadayach Alai Kadim Ham Lepi, Kadim Ham Lefi, says also Bechilufayin Begidulayin. So then he's mut. However, the ishtoi kedem masi yudayach alai, also bechilufayin megiduleiyim. So what's the chiddush of this case? I mean, basically, it's repeating the same rules as the case before. Ashrina Rabusa, the first point that this case is teaching us is the chiddush the miyachid peiros of shaploni. Designating, we said before, if a person says te'enim, the Ran said, if a person says, I'm not going to te'enim, so this mission doesn't apply. Because then there's no specific te'enim which become like hektish, that the chalipin should be yasser. The chalipin should be yasser. But if he says paris elu, these specific paris, then he's saying these items become hektish. He's not saying every fig in the world I will not eat when they are. So that he's not putting it in hektish in all the figs of the world. I'm not even here all of them yet. So he's just saying I won't eat figs. These peiros, he made these. I put a kedusha on the peiros and they're awesome. So he says, Reuven's peiros. I'm not going to eat. Reuven's peiros are also to me as a kohen. So then it's specific, it's like Elu. He didn't say the word Elu, but he said Reuven's. So here he said his wife's Maisa Yadayim. So saying specific papers is the same thing as saying Elu, Kermer Elu Domi. Okay, is that the round? Well, it takes you the call. Maybe you should ask yourself a question, which you should, and says, don't ask. Maisa Yadayim, Dabashem Mamish, who? So my Yadayim is something she's going to produce, but it's the value of her work. So a valuable work is it can't, hektish can't be chal in it. It's a nothing. It's Dabar Shem Mamish. So Dika Lukma, that's not your answer. Barmer Kodim Yadayik Lamaseim. So like we had over there in the Gemara Ksubis, that the more asked because it's Dabar Shel Ba'olam, and the more answered, well, the way we solve the problem is saying it's Dabar Shel Ba'olam is that he put on her hands, he will not benefit from her hands in regards to her Maisa Yadayim. So the hektish is Minchal on her hands. So that'll solve the problem of Dabar Shel Ba'olam also. Ilavi Maisa Yadayim Yishto Lachash Teyosa Dabar Shesh Ba'olamashu. Leaving out the Dabar Shel Ba'olam issue, Zaturan. But when they're here, if you're only asking from Dabar Shel Ba'olamish, so when they're here, it's the Yesh Ba'olamish. He's answering not just the value; he's answering that which she produced. She knitted something, so he's answering the garment. She made thread; he's answering the thread. So it's a Dabar Shesh B'mamish. The only issue which you have is that's Lo B'loilam. Okay, so that you have to deal with. That's a Machlokes. You know, to know whether Dabar Shesh B'loilam is a problem. Fine. Miu Kosev Rabbi Ben Yerizal. Labitzer El Kenegan Maisi Yedeho. but in that argument, the item, when it's here, it's a physical item. But the Isra is only according to the amount of which is her contribution. For example, she mishtay tochno va'ofso u'morcha lechem. So the money which she through her efforts increased the value of the original wheat, that's her contribution. That's what he asked her. Now she sells it and she gets a dollar for the loaf. So not all the dollar is her work. Part of it is the value of the original chitim. That's not also, that's his. So the money shekeneged of most liya, which the lacha should be most shekeneged tchina vafia ishalom, but the keneged chitim ishaloi. So he's answering the hanoa from hers, not his. So he's only answering in the value of 50 cents worth. Okay. So the example I gave with her making thread. Same thing. We're starting with fibers. The fibers were from his sheep. So the only issue is she converted that into something of greater value, into a thread. So that's her. That's what it belongs to. But that's what's hers, and that's what he's asking. Now the Mishnah continued and said, in the case where he says that to his wife, Kainim on the Maisi Adayim, Sheni Oichel, Sheni Toyim, he's mutter in Chalipin and Gedulin. So that's the same case as the Reisha. You can make something also, but if you say Sheni Oichel, Sheni Toyim, you don't mean to answer the Chalipin, you just mean to say, I'm not going to eat the item itself. So what's the Chiddush of the Sefer? Sheni Oichel, Sheni Toyim, Mutter in Chalipin and Gedulin, that the Ram Bahach Sefer Nami, Ashwinin, Rabusa Tvei, Bemasis and Kamaisa. This Sefer is teaching me something more than what we had before in the Reisha. So let's go back in the ratio. Cut him paris elu alai, cut him lefi, cut him right, cut him lefi. He says also bechilufayin megidulein. What did he say? Did he say cut him paris elu ho elu alai sheni yochel sheni toyim? Or said cut him paris sheni yochel sheni toyim? Did he say the word elu in the ratio? In the safe of the Reisha, where he says the word Sheni Oichel, Sheni Toyim, did he also say the word Elu? So the Ron's going to tell me that no, he did not. The safe of which we're talking about now, he said, Maisi de Yishto, which is like Elu, Sheni Oichel. So that's the case where he said Elu and he said Sheni Oichel. But the Reisha, the Mishnah is saying either the person said Elu or he said Sheni Oichel. Not both. So I don't know what the din is from the ratio. I wouldn't know what the din is if you say both. The chiddush of the sefer is what's the lacha when you say both. Even in that case, he's mutter bechalif in megidulin. So that's what the Ran says. The Ashrin and Rebus of Tzvei Mersis and Gemais. The Avogav Dormer Eilu Kiyim and Asik Dibure B'sheni Oichel B'sheni Toyim Mutter Chilufei and Megidulein. This Kiddush of the Sefer is even the person would say the word Elu. If he's also Ed Sheni Oichel, Sheni Toyim, that undermines the word Elu, and now he's Mutter Mechaliyah Ben Megidulin. So why don't I know that from the Reisha? I'm sorry. How do you prove it from the Sefer? Because we just said, the previous run, Domai Si Yilei Yishtar, Keilu Domi. We can't accuse him. I explained in the previous round that saying Elo means the person is proscribing from himself a certain item, specific item. Maaseh d'Ishto is such a thing. So it's the equivalent of saying Elo, these items. And still, Sheni Oichel Sheni Toyim is mutter. Bechilufin and Megidulin. Phil Hachik Tani Allah, Sheni Oichel Sheni Toyim, mutter Bechilufin and Megidulin. Kilay Omer Elu. The Ron says, I could have. There's. Let's say a person does not say the word Elul. So, okay, you know what? You remember back in the Mishnah, Amnon Beis and Beis. Another man, Abim, is Mutter B'Yayim. Person asks an Abim, he's Mutter B'Yayim. He asks Zaysim, he's Mutter and Shemin. He says, Kerem Zaysim, an Abim Elul. Sheni Toyim, Oser B'Han. So over there, the Mura has, Rambam Chama asked the question, and said, he said, Elu. So now he's making the item Oser. So once the item is Oser, the wine which comes out is also Oser. And he also says, Sheni Toyim. Which means I can't taste the grape. So even it's not the grape anymore, but it has the taste of the grape, so it's also. So here, the Sheni Toyim is a reason for Isser. It's adding Isser. And Rambam Chama asked the question, which one is the main way which adds the Isser? That's the discussion before. So the Ron is saying that's over there, but over here, Sheni Ochel Toyim is not only is it not making Isser, it's making Heter. So in the Reisha, I don't know how far that power went. This Heter that Sheni Ochel Toyim is creating, does that work even against the Isser generator of the word Elul? I don't know. They said the Sefer of this Mishnah is telling me that this not only does it add Isser like before, it generates this Heter, and not only does it generate Heter, it generates Heter even against the word Elul. That's the Chiddush of the Sefer. Now, why don't I hope the Rambam will explain in a second why don't I know that from the Reisha? That's the point now. The Sheni Ochel. Not only it's not enough literally. The Ma'apesh Yisurda, the guy bechilul chalip and megedulin. Regardless of chalip and megedulin, this lashon doesn't add Isser. Kilar be'elu, because the more said before in the base that either one of those is enough to make the Isser. The word elu makes the Isser, and the word Sheni Ochel makes the Isser. So therefore, Sheni Ochel is somewhat without the word elu, and it'd be mechadish Isser. But the guy with the chalipin and the gedulin, not only does it not generate Isser, but even if you said the word Elu, which should generate Isser, it generates Heter. Kilomer Elu. But more than that, Shorbahu, Kilomer Elu. Even if you said Elu, it's still Motem Mishum, the chalipin and the gedulin, like a time of the Isura. Because the word Shadiach Hatam, the flavor is not found in the chalipin. Hell, he asked the Burei, but Sheni Ochel Toyim. Lashmina was therefore the word Sheni Ochel Toyim is coming to be matter the implied Isser of the word Elul. That's the Chiddush of the Sefer. But Rabbi said the high Sheni Ochel, the Hach Masis and Tvei, the Sheni Ochel, the Masis and Kamais. Now, Zot Ran, why don't you know this in the Reisha? The Sheni Ochel, the Reisha, Loikoy Ayelu. In the Mishnah and the Reish, it's not Chan Paris Elu Alai, then he's also Bechilim Gedulin. Chan Paris Hoelu Sheni Oichol Alai Sheni Toyim, then he's Mutter. He didn't say the word Elu in the Reish. And the Save of the Reish, he did not say the word. He replaced the word Elu with the word Sheni Toyim. That's not how we learn the Reish. That comes as the same word here. It says, saying Ma'asi the Ishtar is like saying Elu, and still Sheni Ochel is Matar. How do I know in the Reish that's not going back in the case of Elu? Maybe the safe of the Reish means Karim Peris Ho'elu, Karim Peris Ho'elu, Sheni Ochel, Sheni Toyim. Still, he's Mutter, because even when he said the word Elul, that's already in the ratio we're telling me that then. No, over there, the word Karim is not going back, the case of Sheni Ochel Toyim is not going back on the word Elul. How do I know? Rather, Dover. Perk Notam and Bushel, back in that Gemara in the Bays. Boy, the Mishad Bayan, the Gemara wants to know. There, over there, where the word Sheni Ochel Toyim is generating an Isser on the wine, which Ashen grapes doesn't do. So we want to know which words create that extra Isser. Is it the word Elu, or is it the word Sheni Ochel Toyim? So the Gemara brings a raya from our Mishnah. Well, you're asking, you want to know which one works by itself. If I say Eilu without Shenerech or Shenetoyim, is the wine also. If I say Shenerech or Shenetoyim without the word Eilu, is the wine also. That's your Rav Rechom HaShailu. Which one is Dafka, which means which one must I say, and I can leave the other one out. And you're contemplating that Shenerech or Shenetoyim works by itself. Shenerech or Shenetoyim works by itself even without the word Eilu. And you're being arrived from the Mishnah. The Mishnah, it must be the case of the Mishnah. The more is assuming the case with even say the word Elu. He just said Sheni Yochel, Sheni Toyim, without the word Elu. A boy, the Mishnah Bayan, the Sheni Yochel, Dafke, Medik Tony, Mutzah, Bechilu, Filayin, Bigdu Layin, Masha Haba Yotzimian, is also. The more over there is with Ayik, that Sheni Yochel, Sheni Toyim, is matter. The exchange of the item, it's not that which grows from the item, but if the item itself, if you squeeze it and out comes a liquid, it's awesome. That's the moral medayik. So you see the word kind of, that the word shenayoch shalatoyim is by itself generates issur regards to the yotzimiyah. Where do you see the Mishnah? If what we're suggesting now would be true, that in the Reisha of the Mishnah, the safe of the Reisha is not a case where the person took out the word Elu and added Sheni Echol. He left in the word Elu and he had Sheni Echol on top of it. And that's the case with the Mishnah saying that the Yotzimehan is also. Yeah, maybe it's because of the word Eilu, it's also. How are you proving that Shariach HaShatayim is Dafka regards to the Yotzimehan? Hecha B'shinim Inno Shariach HaDomer Eilu. So they're from the Reisha of the Mishnah, the same of the Reisha, he replaced the words Shariach HaShatayim. He replaced the word Eilu with the words Shariach HaShatayim. Comes to save and says, even if you say the word Elu, Shenerech generates Heter, the guy by Chalipin and Gedulin. How do I know? Because Karim Mashi Yidei Ishti is like saying the word Elu. And still, it's Mutter. The Mishnah says, Sharoisa, any oracle on a Pesach. He says, that which you're going to produce, I will not eat from now until Pesach. If you go to your father's house from now until Sukkot, which is much later, so Mutalecho, he scouts Achar Pesach. If the man did not benefit from her till Pesach, so that was the netter. The netter is behind him. So now, if he wants to be in the hand afterwards, he could. To be lech over these gases. So Mr. Kinon, the Ron says that we don't contemplate the possibility that Dilma out of Pesach koi al shat oisa ben yoichel oilam kamar. That we should say, what was the lesson over here? It says shat oisa any oichel out of Pesach. Right. Shadrach Eniyosa on a Pesach means on a Pesach is modifying the word Shadrach at Oysa. Shadrach Eniyosa, comma, which items at Oysa on a Pesach? But those items remain Oster even after Pesach. We're not worried about the Pesach. We don't contemplate the possibility. It's not what he said. We're not misapic. Maybe out of Pesach means that's going in the word ad oisah. Ben yoichel is oilam kamar. Dihachi har the memer shat oisah ad Pesach any yoichel k'sani seifu. The person knows where to put the modifier in. If that the modifier is coming modifying the first half of the sentence, you don't put it in after the second half. That's confusing. You put it in after the first half. K'sani seifu. That we were right halakhically to assume that he's discussing the words out of Pesach is when I may not eat it from now to Pesach. And the Mishnah case there was a Tanai and there was an Isser. Sometimes the Tanai, the scenario of the Mishnah gave is where the Tanai is longer and the Isser is shorter, or vice versa. So how about this in Parishnal and the upper of the Motor, Rabbi Huda Kedisle, the Ramnachma Kedisle? So the more before in Tesvov. The more on Yudalam Beis brought a machlokes. Kadam enai b'shina hayoyim im ishan lemacher. So Yehuda says, "Al ishan hayoyim shem ishan lemacher." That the netter is not effective yet because he's making the iser dependent on what's going to happen tomorrow. But he's saying when that happens tomorrow, retroactively, that should generate iser today. So Yehuda says you can't eat. But Rav Nachman says yishan yam v'lachshin hashem yishan l'mocher. But so Rav Nachman says, listen, we trust people to do the right thing. So he'll sleep today and be careful not to go tomorrow. Right? Rav Yehuda says, we're chayish, people take iser seriously. They don't take Tanai seriously. So if the person over here will sleep on Monday, there's always going to be on Monday until Tuesday they do something. So say, well, they'll be careful not to do it. May it be mutter, but that was accepted on Monday. It won't retroactively become an aver. But this is not the aver itself on Tuesday. That's just tonight. What generates yesterday? What's the status of yesterday's mice? So that people aren't so careful with. Then the more I ask them from this mishnah over here. That we have the Maisa and the Tanai, and we're saying pretty clearly that we're allowing the him to use Lechel B'Diskasis, depending on what will happen if she goes later on after Pesach to her Beis Avich. Right. He's saying so she has the issue to be handed from him. She has the Isser and she has the Tanai. It's in her hands. So we'll, Karna one says, we'll let this happen and then we'll be careful about that. One says, we don't let this happen because you're not going to be careful about that. So, that, you know, that the Ron says, we'll talk about that. They talked about that before. Yeah, dollar a base. What? Something more. We're on the design of a base. Harmalisha Karim Masi Dai Khalai, Karim LP, Karim LP Bukhul. Yishmal is Karyama. Okay, so let's really go back on the dinim of gedulim of the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that b'darish she'ein zara kolo, the item is considered like it's still there. So even though it's a growth which comes out of it, but in that growth there's part of the original plant. See if it's something which the plant totally decomposes and then produces the plant. So then we say then then Gedulin and Aros. So more says Yishmael Ish Kfar Yama. There's a person named Yishmael from this. He was from the village of Yama. Ve'amri lo Ish Kfar Dima. He was from a village named Dima. Okay. So Hela Biyodai, he presented this following shayla. Batzel Sha'akra B'Shvius. Person took a, there was an onion. It was growing in Shemitah. So it's a Shemitah onion. Menatol B'Shminis. Now he plants it in the eighth year. So it's Perishvius. Perishvius are supposed to be eaten. They're not supposed to be planted. And that remains true throughout their lifetime, even after the Shemitah. There's limits to what you allow to do with Perishvius. You can't use them for certain things. You can't use them for planting. You have to eat them. But he didn't. Or he's presenting the following shayla of a person who planted it against the lacha. Now there's a plant. Rabbi Gedulov al Ikrei, and the growth is much ends up being greater than the original plant. So potentially there's a shayla bittul issue. That the new plant makes the old plant as if it doesn't exist because it's about to arrive. So, Savach Kami Borele. So, Yishmael Ish Kvar Yama or Dima. The more says this is the hit was question was. So Gedulov Heter, the new plant is Heter. Beikra is also the primary plant that you're growing from is Isser. They got Bachas in the word Vekivim. The Rabbi Gedulov Meikroi, Oysen Geduli Heter Malinus Isser. Although, do we say that the new growth, which is Heter, does it is a mavatul the Yisr, which was there from before, or not? Okay. Did a bit of ripe or not? Also, the Rabbi. So Yishmael Ish Kfar Yama had this shiloh. He came to Rabbi. So Rami did not have a source to answer the question. So he came to Rav Yitzchak Nafka, the blacksmith. So Pashalei Min Hador, he brought the following proof. Rabbi Chanina. So Rabbi Chanina said, She saw, that was his name, Amriyanai, Batal Shal Shumash in the toe, where Rabbi Gedulov al Ikrai is mutter. A person took a chuma onion and planted it. So the new growth is mavatal the status, the original chuma which is there, and the item is not considered chuma. Now it's regular growth. It's tevel with the, going through the process of being hafrasha, etc. It's not continuing as truma. So Amar Le Rabbi Yirmiyah Mitamer Rabbi Zrika. So Rabbi Yirmiyah or Rabbi Zrika said, to Rabbi Yana, I guess, or Rabbi Chanina, but she saw, I guess Rabbi Chanina, she saw, he's quoting Rabbi Yana. So that's what Rabbi Yana said. He's saying, Shavagmar train, you're ignoring two and doing like one. means there's people who discuss similar cases and with a different psak, and you're choosing the one over the two. Why would, if there's two, I'm going to bring the two psakim which do not fit with what you just said, and would say that there's going to be yisr. And you're saying, well, yeah, but there's one opinion that says it's okay, so everything's wonderful. Well, yeah, that's you can't ignore. There's another shita. What's this other shita? Manino, what am I referring to? Manino train. What are these two opinions? Tomer bevo, Rabbi Yochanan, Yolada shesivcha b'skena ubo peiris. So the person takes a branch of an orla plant, or orla tree, it's young years of growth, first 2 years of growth, and he takes that branch and he grafts it onto an older tree. It's already past its orla years. And now that branch produces peiris. So, Zabish Hasiva Masayim is also the sheer bittul for Orla is 200 to 1. So even if, so if there was a plant there originally on this branch, not a plant, I'm sorry. If there was a fruit there originally on this branch,
the new branch, yeah.
What?
Which branch?
The orla branch.
Right.
Even though now it, as attached into the new tree, it multiplied itself 200 times more than it was beforehand.
Maybe call it the old tree.
Okay. So there should be then bittel, but it's not usher. It's not mutter. So you see that we don't say bittel from the growth onto the ikr, the fruit which is there already. That's not like you're saying this over here, that basal shal truma, which you plant and there's a bit of a rive, it's not truma anymore. It becomes bottle.
Yeah, but
you see over here, it doesn't become bottle.
But it's coming with fruit. The orla branch is coming with fruit.
And the basal is an onion of truma.
Yeah, that's...
And it's still an onion.
That's the new growth that's coming out later. Where, so let's
No. So the Boris parallel is... That was the point of the mission. The point of the mission was, there's certain types of things that you plant where the seed basically decomposes and produces something totally new, and certain things that the original thing that you're planting remains. So I plant my butzel, my butzel's still there, so I want to eat my butzel. Well, the butzel grew, so much that the original truma, there's rive in this bulb of new growth. So but there's also truma there. Nah, it's butzel rive. What do you mean butzel rive? I have an orla plant that it grew, still usher. Truma plant that grows, butzel. What's the difference? That's what we're saying. They're arguing. And two opinions are right. It's the same case. If the original original fruit, the onion or the are your apple, and your and here it grows, and it's also here grows and it's mutter. So they're arguing. That's one. So that's one opinion against what you just said, and a second opinion, which is against what you just said, is Omer. I told you there's two against one. There's two opinions that say not like you just said. What's the second one? Omer Shulbar by Rabbi Nachmani, Omer Rabbi Anderson, Botzel Shenato Bekerim, Vinakar. So the person plants a onion in the carom. So everything which grows in the carom is klayim. Grows, you know, around that area becomes klayim. Now he takes out the botzel. So it's not growing as klayim anymore. But the grapes which were there were klayim. Well, now the grapes continue to grow. So the halacha is osur. It remains osur. The grape now is much larger than it was before. Now let's say bitol on the original klayim part of the grape. We don't say that. We say it's osur. So why are you discussing? So your shayla was a batzel, which you was a shemitah batzel, and now you plant it in the shemitas, and it grows more. So do we say bittel on the shemitah part of the onion? And you're saying, well, I see over here you say bittel on the truma. There's opinions that you say bittel on the truma. But there's opinions you don't say bittel by orla or by klayim. So maybe shemitah is like orla and klayim more than you're saying it's like this person says it's like truma. Why are you comparing it that way? Compare it this way. So he said, I don't see why you're doing that. Okay, so the Mor says that at this point in time, we don't know what to compare it to. Truma, you're saying, is mutter. By Orla Klaya Karim, tell me that it's also. What's Shemitah like? Is it like Truma? See, if you want to tell me, say maybe they're arguing, or maybe there's a difference. So what if they're arguing, why should you choose this opinion over these opinions? If there's a difference, why are you assuming Shemitah is like Truma and not like these things? So we have no conclusion. So Mor says, Hadar also the Kamei de Rav Ami. They brought the question to Rav Ami. So Rav Ami resolved the question from based on the following statement.
I don't really understand what the Rav is
saying. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, that litra betzalim, person had harvested a litra, a pound's worth of onions. Shetikna, the person took them out and went through all of the process of taking the trumas and maizes, the whole thing. It was Zara, and then planted them. Misaseres lefikula. So when you take a maizer the second time, you have to take a maizer on the whole plant. Well, why do you take maizer on the whole plant? Part of the plant already has maizer taken off of it. So you're saying, well, the onion got bigger and bigger and bigger, very nice. So your chiyuv maizer is, but the chiyuv maizer is on the original part of the plant, already has maizer taken off of it. So what do you see? Alma oisin gedulon mevatlin iker. So he said the new growth is mevatel, the original growth, and the whole thing now becomes tevel with a key of meiser, and you're going to meiser the whole thing. So Morris says, no, that's not right. Over here, we're saying bittul lechumra. We're being mechayiv and din meiser and everything. That I get. The Maishal was a case where you want to say bittul and create heter. You want to be mekel. Does bittul generate heter? That I'm not sure about. You can't prove that where we take bittul as a possibility, and therefore we're machmer. It doesn't mean that you can be mekel on it. You know what? Let's not do the element hadol. Let's start the round. Ish Krayama Shaydar Bikfar Shoya Omer al Sasayam. The first child, the name he was from a village which was by the shore. So Helabiyada, Helashalazu Bapiv, Kinamatina Biyoda, Ritzbo, Pume Mamal. So sometimes the word biyoda doesn't mean physically in their hand, it means he came and presented, he had it in his mouth, it means he presented the following shayla. The person took a shemitah onion and planted it in shemitas. Rabbi Gedula Malikroi, so now it say it became more. So how much more is doesn't mean a regular roif. It has to be enough new growth, not any growth, but enough new growth that had you been interfacing this item with a outside item, there'd be a din bitul. So that's not the growth that you had. So someone wants a shayla, the habitul, miyo be gedulin misafkele. But since it's a case of gedulin, I have a suffix. Gedulin, you have to mal in a sister. Does the new growth be matched to the original growth which is there? Nearly. So what's the logic behind this question? The primary issue which we're dealing with over here is yarminan the gedulin kimishinim shachem yotzim an ikur. So there's roiv hetter. So you should, whatever the shear you need for bittul, I have the shear for bittul. So what's the shaila? Why shouldn't it be both? Well, so maybe that's not the right way to say it. Each thing as it grows from the isser. So there's no hetter at all. That's his suffer. I say, listen. There's the distinct Shemitah onion, and then there's new growth, which is many times more, and Shemitah Vatalit. Okay. Or no, there's no. We look at everything as it grows, it's growing out of the Shemitah. So this is all Shemitah produce. The whole thing is Shemitah produce. There's no bitul. Therefore, Medinu, the Havi Leilami Boy, Gdulin Atzman Shoru. Oh, Siri. So really, the question really is whether the gedulin are heter or iser. So ask that. Are you allowed to eat the new growth? That's what you should say the question. So you should have asked that. But me, Uhaba Hatalia. The truth is they go together. The gedulin heter mal and iser pshita the shor. If there's a din bittul, so the mal it's mutter. The ain mal and pshita the siri. If it's not. For sure, it's also the shoru. How you malin? If the duly heter really are heter, then they'd be mevatel. So the tzad is because they're not heter. So I understand from the fact that it's not bottles or right that the whole thing is really a zisur. Can there be any of some tira mashi zikani the farish ka? So let's understand the question. Later on, you know, in here in the sugya, I'm going to explain where I came to see that is the point of the shaila of Ishmael Ish Faryama. Okay. As the word said, let's bring a rye from Batsu Shalchuma Shidato. So he took a bottle of chumba, planted it. Rabbi Gedulah Balikroi, and now, so it's a chumba plant. But the new growth, it reached a sheer bittul. So the din bittul, it's not chumba anymore. Now, but it's tevel. I mean, it needs a frosha. Now, the Ran says, Enechanami. The logic is because we say that the new growth makes it that kilo the ikr is not there, and now it's a new plant. Oh, it's a new plant. It's devil. It's tevel. Tevel, there are places where tevel is mutterit. Achilas aroy is mutterit tevel. It's only achilas kabbah, which is also. So a person in the field would want to take this, pick up this plant and eat some of it. That's an achilas aroy. Tevel is not also an achilas aroy. Until you get to meruach hakri. Once you process it, you harvest it, and you make it into the pile of grain or the, whatever it is, you make it into your pile. That point onwards, even achilas aroy is aser. But if you tell me that's not true anymore, because that's bottle, so that's a regular tevel plant, which is mutter while it's in the field, achilas aroy. So Rabbi Yirmiyahu said, "Shabbat my train." You have two opinions which say something similar where there's Isser, and you're ignoring them and choosing the one who says Heter. They hold there's no din bittul, and you're ignoring them and saying there's a din bittul. What are you doing? Why should you do that? Let's hold it here.